The latest eruption of secrecy. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. The New York Times says intelligence agencies have taken 55,000 pages of declassified historical documents and classified them again. This unreleasing of documents started back in 1999, but nobody noticed until last year, when researchers found the papers they had copied years ago were suddenly off limits again. And silly things, like a 1948 CIA memo about using balloons to drop leaflets behind the Iron Curtain. Historians have protested, but too bad, there's an official memo prohibiting the National Archives from talking about this, a memo which is itself classified. Now, you add this to the secret wiretaps we've all heard about and the secret commission that gave its secret blessing to putting those U.S. ports under the control of Dubai, and you wonder, what's happening here? Well, I think I put my finger on it. I think the government has decided that our society has a little too much Yes, it's obvious. We all grew up with the idea that this is a government of, by, and for the We were taught that you have certain rights, like life and the pursuit of happiness. But the problem is that our enemies, including who we still haven't managed to, can take advantage of that. And so we are simply going to have to trust agencies like the NSA, the CIA, and the FBI to do the right. Yes, that's why they can tap your, they can read your, and if you're not careful, they might even plant a right up your, which is how they know that Harry Whittington's actual first words to the vice president were, quote, we certainly don't want our enemies hearing that. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.